Imagine a parenting approach that feels like a deep exhale after years of holding your breath. The Parents Tao Te Ching offers exactly this, a radical alternative to our achievement-obsessed culture. While most parenting books focus on shaping children into what we want them to become, this wisdom tradition suggests something counterintuitive. Our children already possess an innate wisdom and natural goodness that requires not our constant direction, but our respectful nurturing. This isn't about adding more techniques to your overflowing parenting toolbox. It's about a fundamental shift in perspective, seeing your children as already complete rather than as works in progress. What if your role isn't to mold them, but to create space for them to become who they truly are? What if the greatest gift you could offer isn't more enrichment activities, but your authentic presence? Words alone can't give our children wisdom. Though we naturally want to tell them everything we know, our constant talking often creates more confusion than clarity. Children learn most powerfully from who we are and how we live. When we genuinely delight in ordinary wonders, a sunset, a bird song, fresh fruit, they learn joy. When we face life's mysteries without fear, they learn courage. We often contradict ourselves as parents. We tell our children to be kind while speaking harshly to them. We lecture about patience while rushing them. We preach honesty while telling white lies in their presence. These contradictions aren't lost on our children. They absorb our actual values, not our stated ones. What if we spoke less and listened more deeply? What if we trusted that our children are already learning constantly, not just during deliberate teaching moments? A parent who spends 5 quiet minutes truly noticing a flower with their child teaches more about beauty than hours of explanation. The way we handle daily frustrations becomes their template for managing emotions. When we teach children that certain things are good, they inevitably learn to label other things as bad. These binary distinctions limit perception and create unnecessary suffering. We unconsciously reinforce these labels with phrases like good job or bad choice, teaching children to seek external validation rather than internal satisfaction. The Tao suggests an alternative: describe reality without imposing value judgments. Instead of labeling experiences as good or bad, simply acknowledge that some things are difficult and others easy. When children spill milk, rather than labeling them clumsy, we can observe, "The milk spilt. Let's clean it up." By describing results without labeling them as success or failure, children learn freedom from fear. They discover that outcomes provide information, not judgments of their worth. This doesn't mean abandoning guidance or allowing harmful behavior, but shifting from judgment-based discipline to observation-based guidance. Instead of, "You're being bad," we might say, "When you hit your sister, she feels hurt." Our culture worships achievement. We compare our children to celebrities and prodigies, push them to acquire and achieve, and fill their schedules with resume-building activities. But this approach often backfires, teaching children to manipulate or cheat to meet expectations they never chose. Here's the counterintuitive insight. Teaching achievement breeds discontent, while teaching contentment naturally leads to achievement. Consider the child pushed to practice piano through bribes versus the child who discovers the inherent pleasure of music. The first may achieve technical proficiency, but often abandons the instrument when pressure eases. The second develops a lifelong relationship with music, improving through the joy of practice. This doesn't mean abandoning excellence. Rather, it means reordering priorities. Contentment first, achievement second. When children feel secure in their inherent worth, not contingent on performance, they're free to take risks, make mistakes, and persist through difficulties, the very qualities that lead to meaningful achievement. The most powerful lesson we can offer our children is showing them something that genuinely makes us happy. Our happiness is contagious. Parents naturally react to their children's behavior, praising what seems good and correcting what appears bad. We respond to the surface while missing the deeper reality beneath. When a child lashes out in anger, the behavior might deserve correction, but the underlying feelings, fear, frustration, or hurt deserve understanding. Consider a child who lies about completing homework. The conventional approach focuses on the dishonesty. Lying is wrong. You're grounded. A deeper approach seeks understanding. I noticed you said you finished when you hadn't. I'm wondering what made telling the truth difficult. This addresses both the behavior and its underlying causes. Looking to the heart doesn't mean excusing harmful behavior. Clear boundaries remain essential when children act in ways that hurt themselves or others. But we can address dangerous behaviors while still affirming the child's essential worth. The Tao teaches that beneath all behavior lies the child's fundamental goodness. This isn't naive optimism, but profound insight. When we maintain faith in our children's inherent worth, even during their most difficult moments, we give them the chance to reconnect with their own goodness rather than identifying with their worst behaviors. Parental responsibility can feel overwhelming. We worry about our children's safety, education, protection from harmful influences, and future security. These natural concerns can transform parenting from joy into anxiety. The Tao offers liberation. We aren't the ultimate source of our children's well-being. The universe holds resources and love beyond our comprehension. Recognizing our children belong to something greater allows us to relax our grip without abandoning responsibility. Fear-based parenting manifests as control, overprotection, and anxiety. Trust-based parenting appears as guidance, appropriate freedom, and peace. The first exhausts everyone. The second nourishes. Can you encourage without fixating on outcomes? Can you appreciate good plays from both sides at your child's game? Can you offer encouragement to anyone who makes a mistake? If the universe has space enough for any difficulty they may face, perhaps we can loosen our hold on controlling results. Modern childhood often resembles a high-pressure, race-packed schedules, academic pressure, constant stimulation, and material excess. In this environment, children struggle to discover who they truly are beneath the noise and expectations. The Tao teaches that overfilling your children's lives leaves no room for them to be themselves. Creating space, physical, emotional, and temporal, allows children to develop authentically. A room with fewer toys encourages deeper play and creativity. A schedule with unstructured time permits self-directed exploration and the development of interests that arise from within rather than being imposed from without. This approach requires swimming against powerful cultural currents. While society pushes for more activities, more achievements, more possessions, the Tao whispers less. Less scheduling allows more presence. Less stuff creates more appreciation. Less direction enables more self-discovery. Creating this space requires trust. Trust that your child naturally moves toward growth when given appropriate freedom. It means seeing them not as problems to be solved, but as people to be loved. Not as empty vessels to fill, but as fires to be kindled.